Monette. Anyone on frequency this morning?
For now, KM4NAT.
Myself off some green tea.
Good for you. I'm not too fond of green tea, but I'll drink it.
Cool known fact about green tea. The best antioxidants going.
Drank it several times in the past. It's just not one of my favorite teas. Now, I drink a tea that's made by the Dakota Sioux Indians. It's a Native American tea, and it's got all the natural stuff in it. Now, I really like it.
I know. So I want to see if I can get cinnamon to bond in with the green tea and stuff like that to try to get the benefits of the cinnamon, too, so it doesn't taste quite as bad.
I've never found anything that cinnamon will dissolve in.
The way to do it, you got to use something else to make it bind, and I don't know what that is.
If you find out, please let me know, but... I guess the only thing you could do for green tea is put a little bit of honey in there.
Talk about that, too. I almost thought about putting a whole cinnamon stick in there, and some of it has to dissolve. I haven't tried it yet. I was going to try a regular cinnamon stick and see, you know, and try to do it that way. But I think you can buy coffee with cinnamon in it that's blended in it.
I don't know, but you might could take a cinnamon stick and put it in the water. And while it's getting hot and boiling, that cinnamon will come out of it and will get into the water. That might work.
Real lot of it to do. I don't know how much it's going to take to make it. But cinnamon's really good because it's one of the things that helps the body get rid of sugar.
I love cinnamon. Anything's got cinnamon in it. I really like what they call Mexican hot cocoa. It's got a lot of cinnamon in it.
That sounds pretty good.
But I go crazy over when I can get it, but I've only been able to find it one time around here. I'm going to have to find me a recipe for it.
I've got to go to the health food store and it has some natural appetite suppressants, and I'm going to see if I can find it and get one. And I'm doing pretty good. I didn't drink last night super. I drank the day before, but I was in a lot of pain. But I'm getting better. I'm allergic to toy from working on engines all my life, and it's not going to change. So, you know, whether I drink or not doesn't make a lot of difference. So there's not much I can do about it. I just got to suffer with it and fight with it until I'm done. I'm pretty happy with the results since last year. I mean, the very fact they just released me from hospice is a pretty good sign.
Definitely a good sign. And if you want something good for your heart, go get you some hawthorn berry. You can get it at Walmart, capsule form, and it's supposed to be real good for your heart.
Found out that there's a lot of collagen, a lot of other things you can do. I also found out don't use margarine. Use real butter. You're better off. Real butter is actually better for you than margarine is.
I know the history behind margarine. They developed it during World War II to fatten up turkeys, and it killed the turkeys. They wound up putting butter flavor in it and sold it to us.
Good sense.
On real butter because I was raised on a farm. I had to milk them cows twice a day.
Everybody I know that was a farmer that ate old style food. They grew their own. They got their own chickens. They raised their own chickens. They grew their own food, got rid of the toxins in the soil, and they were healthy as a hog.
Grandmother was that way, and she lived to be 103.
My grandfather didn't. He was a welder in New York State many years ago when it first started, before they knew much about safety standards. And he didn't have power safety standards. And it wasn't the cigarettes that killed us. He had it from the welding.
Not surprised.
my whole family's been involved in, you know. And I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind being, you know, I mean, if I can live 5 more years just to finish my life out and do good for people and do what I need to do, that's fine. But I just feel I can contribute a little more to society. I'm going to do it.
Open heart surgery on me. The old doctor told me a bunch of stuff, and I looked at him and I said, I'd rather live 5 years happy than 50 years miserable.
They can't do that.
Quadruple on me, and they already had to put some stents in because of the grafts collapsing, but they done told me they can't do any more for me, so I don't worry about it. I get up, I do if it's a regular day, and go on.
What happened in my case, which is really a nasty one, was back in 1979. Well, I'm one of the 4%, well, let's put it this way. I'm one of the 37%, which is one of the 4%. It's hereditary. There's not much you can do about it. So I was born premature, which didn't help. There was no congenital defects that they found, but it did angiogram. But the problem was, back when they did that, my lung was damaged from chemical pneumonia real bad. And because of that, my lungs are so bad that they can't even put me under anesthesia anymore. So that's why they can't do anything about it. And it's okay. I don't mind that. You know, I'm getting my antioxidants up, do the best I can, and what happens, happens.
Okay. Well, I am going to get off here. I am pulling in my driveway. If you would, pass 7-3 zoned everybody for me. And you have a good day, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. So, KM4 and AP, I'm going to be clear on your final.
Say my God.
And then a blind squirrel gets an acorn.
One time I was watching Matlock, and he said that one time, and I started laughing. I couldn't help laugh at that one. I'll say 73s, but I grounded the power supply to the transmitter. I still got to get that antenna. I figured out what's going on, though.
Tomorrow. You can tell me tomorrow. Have a good one.
I got my green tea, so catch you later on. Cat 4 and clear. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll tell her when you say hello, and if you already know, I'll listen for them. Cat 4, MLN clear.